Glory and Terror of It by Irina Tweedy. The realization that every act, every word, every thought of ours not only influences our environment, but mysteriously forms an integral part of the universe, fits into it as if by necessity, in the very moment we do or say or think it, is an overwhelming and even shattering experience. If we only knew deeply, absolutely, that our smallest act, our smallest thought, has such far-reaching effects, setting forces in motion, reaching out to the galaxy, how carefully we would act and speak and think. How precious life would become in its integral oneness. It is wonderful and frightening. The responsibility is terrifying and fascinating in its depth and completeness, containing as it does the perplexing insecurity of being unique and the profound consolation of forming part of the eternal, undivided whole. And we all have the right to and can achieve the realization of this wonderful meaning of life. One is, quite simply, part of it all, a single vision of wholeness. Very acute it became after my teacher's passing away, and I couldn't reconcile the torment of the heat, the mangy dogs, the filthy children, the sweat, the smells, for they were that too. But it was here, in the stillness of the mountains, that it gradually crystallized, distilled itself from a different dimension into the waking consciousness. And now I must live with the glory and the terror of it. It is merciless, inescapable, an intensely virile, intoxicating presence, so utterly joyous, boundless, and free. It is blasphemy to attempt to put it into words. I know that the states of nearness will increase, will become more permanent, but also the state of separation will become more painful, more lonely, the nearer one comes to reality.